on a very wascally episode of Truth Bombs.
A cute little bunny rabbit straight shank a baby elephant.
We're sorry. I'm Adam.
I'm Ethan.
And I'm Becca, and we are three siblings who are unafraid to tell it like it is. So, hey guys, we spent the whole weekend together, pretty much.
Yep.
We went to Field Trip Music Festival.
Uh-huh. And so, how is it that we are unafraid to tell it like?
I mean, like, not great today.
Not super good.
A little bit poopy.
A little bit.
Do you want to... Let's maybe just do our... like mini trees real quick, and then we can just like get right into it. Just okay. Like get right deep down.
Okay, yeah, let's do that. Ebon, start us off.
Okay, so the Broadway musical Hamilton is like real big right now, and I am super hooked on the soundtrack for it.
So hot right now.
It is so hot right now. It's nominated for more Tonys than any other musical has ever been nominated for.
Is that true?
Yeah.
It broke records for nominations?
It broke nomination records.
Yeah.
Like, ever?
Yeah.
I find that hard to believe. I mean, not that I'm trying to call you a liar or something. It's just like, that seems unlikely to me.
I think 2016 wasn't a great year for musicals, on top of Hamilton being so good.
Yeah, but like, nominations?
It was just like a perfect storm.
Hmm.
Like, Les Mis? Phantom of the Opera?
They aren't new.
Cats?
They aren't. None Rent? Of those are
Nobody's
new.
Talking about ever.
No, oh, ever.
Yeah.
Nominations ever.
Yeah, ever.
Ever. So, like, any of those, when they came out, they didn't get as many nominations as Hamilton got this year.
Yeah.
That's insane. Are you fact-checking yourself right now?
I am.
Okay.
I thought it's, like, 16 or 17 that they got, right?
It's 16.
Mm-hmm.
Makes history more than any other show in Broadway history.
That article's got a list, like, a couple of the big ones. I want to hear some Andrew Lloyd Webber numbers there. Bring them on.
Okay, it's just talking about the musical right now.
Okay.
Of the 40 acting nominations... 14 went to Black, Hispanic, and Asian American actors.
Cool.
Which
cool.
is awesome.
Tell me about Andrew Lloyd
Webber. I'm working on it.
They're calling it the Hamiltonies.
I can get behind that.
I'm Andrew Lloyd that Webber called it the Hamiltonies.
Oh, wow.
Who just did School of Rock, the musical.
Is that what he's doing these days?
Yeah, not great.
Like, the School of Rock... Hang on a second. Wait a minute.
I didn't even hear about that, like, at
School
all.
School of Rock... School of Rock is already all about music. It's like when they converted Once to, a musical.
Yeah.
I was kind of like, yeah, but...
And then all my friends went crazy for Once, and I'm like, it's not as good as the movie. The musical sucks.
But like that movie's
no,
already... Like 60% music.
Hmm.
I bet they gave the musical like a happy ending or some nonsense.
Some bullshit. Okay. It's talking about the latest ones. It broke the record shared by the producers in 2001 and Billy Elliot in 2009, each nominated for 15.
Hmm.
With 12 Tonys, the producers is... the winningest show of all time?
So they actually won 12 out of the 15.
That's the New York Times, and they put the winningest show of all time.
Yikes.
In their article. Ugh.
That's disappointing.
And it's unlikely to surpass that because it earned multiple nominations, in two categories. So they're competing against themselves.
Oh, that's rough.
Yeah, so they're not going to win the most, but they've got the most nominations.
Can you imagine showing up to work the next day? Oh.
Oh, no. Good job, Brad. Great. Yeah, hey, no. Tony? You really deserve it. Hey,
Tony? Congratulations. No. I'm so happy for you. It's the worst.
Wait, wow. There's an American Psycho musical?
What?
No, it's not a musical. It's a straight play. But seriously.
Wow. That would be a weird play.
Yeah.
It'd be interesting. Like that would almost work. Oh god. I can't believe I'm about to say this. That would almost work really well as a one man show.
Oh my god, it would.
Right?
Huh. Weird.
It's because the book is almost entirely stream of consciousness narration.
Yeah.
Like very little of the stuff that's going on involves other people, which is kind of the point. Mm-hmm. Anyways, enough about the Tonys. Yeah, that got away on us. My entire mini truth, because they're supposed to be short and sweet, was that I did that thing where I stubbed my toe, but like the top of my toes.
Oof.
And I'm effectively crippled now. I'm not going to walk for the rest of the day is kind of the plan until this heals right up. Just scrape some meat off the top. It's all bruised. It's real nasty. It's the middle toes. It's not even my big toe. Yeah. Like, the only thing I could have done worse is just, like, taking out that baby toe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways, I'm done. That's it. I'm out. Beck?
There's this show that's new on Netflix called The 72 Cutest Animals, mm-hmm. where basically each episode they pit six animals against each other to be the cutest to animals. The
death. And it's real. They battle to the death. And they see which one comes out on top. And that's the winningest, cutest animal.
It's, like, it is very entertaining. But, like, the people that they talk to are getting weirder and weirder.
Wait till you watch a penguin just, like, straight, like, f*** up a pony. Like, it's the craziest shit you've ever seen.
Anyway, they rank them 1 to 6 in each episode. And I'm hoping that at the end they break the whole list down and pit each of the number ones against each other, number twos against each other, that kind of thing.
I mean,
bracket style cage bracket match. Bracket
style.
I mean, we saw two a cute little in, bunny rabbit straight shank a baby elephant.
It was amazing.
Mm.
Thought he had no chance. It's wily. Can you imagine if they tried to put that on TV?
It would not go over well.
It would not go well.
If it was a cartoon, I would watch that every week.
Yeah, okay, that's fair. If it was a cartoon, that's fair.
I feel like somebody's made that web series already. But it would have been like 15 years ago and like on Newgrounds.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, just like flash animations.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so real truth, which we all have the same real truth.
Field trip went real sideways.
Yeah.
Oh, it started off so hot.
So mm-hmm. well. Day one was awesome.
Day one was great.
It was my birthday. It was mm-hmm. so sunshiny out. It was hot. We saw some like really good music. You don't eat a lot of poutine.
Oh, I got a tummy ache from eating too much poutine and beers.
Yeah, we drank beers. It was a good time. We had some guitar juice. A field trip tradition.
It's an institution at this point. I mean, they changed the recipe. It wasn't even that, like, nearly mm-hmm. as good this year.
No, it wasn't.
But, like, that can't stop you. You can't mm-hmm. let that stop you.
No, of course not.
And it was still, like, pretty good. It was very refreshing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you don't know what you were missing.
I mean, apparently,
it was fine.
You know, it was still good. Yeah, we saw some really good acts.
Yeah. I fell in love with beaches and Yep. And later on ran into the lead singer and got her to take a picture with me, and she wished me a happy birthday, and it was great.
And it's so, a really good picture, too.
I'm so
like, jealous. Yeah, we look like best friends.
Like, a lot of times when that happens, you don't necessarily get the greatest picture out of it because they probably don't have the time to give you to, like,
right, and they're, like, sick of everybody. And,
yeah.
Like,
yeah,
asking them for pictures and...
Yeah, and, like, if you blink, like, game over. They're not taking a second one.
Yeah.
But, no, it actually is a very good picture.
Yeah.
What else? You and I, Becca, you and I ran into people we knew. Or, like, I ran into one of my friends, or some of my friends, and, I mean, we ran into our cousin, which all of us know her, but... Let's face it, you were far more excited than Ethan and I.
Mm-hmm.
It was pretty cool.
I like our cousin a lot, but...
I didn't cry.
Did I?
I didn't jump and hug, so... I didn't hug jump. Let's put it that way. Leave it there. So yeah, overall, really good time. And then we got to today...
Mm-hmm.
Where to begin?
Oh man. I mean,
it kind of begins with the highway being closed on the way there and having to take an alternate route.
Yeah, Ride for Dad. I mean, Ride for Heart screwed us right up.
Mm-hmm. Took us a very long time to get down there.
Yeah.
And then we finally got down and we got into the festival grounds. And we watched about a song and a half of Jason Collette, and then it started raining. And I was like, oh, this is like a pretty solid rain shower. And then all of a sudden,
it started, like, raining.
Yeah, the sky opened up.
Yeah. And then, like, the weirdest thing happened, which was, like, a bunch of guys in, like, plain black t-shirts, like, came out on the stage and, like, bundled away all of the musicians, like, away from all of the equipment.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, without, like, anyone saying a word about anything. And then we're just, like, trying to figure out what's going on. And there's, like, the hired security guys and, like, the volunteers for the festivals and stuff. They start yelling everybody out. And they start, like, hurting people and, like, berating anyone who hasn't, like, immediately started moving and, like, getting really weirdly confrontational about it.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, no one made any sort of, like, announcement or anything. They just started...
Yeah, it was really confusing.
Yeah, it was very, very strange. And, like, yeah, it's definitely pouring at this point. And, you know, we've heard, like, a little bit of a rumble of thunder. But, like, mm-hmm. nobody gave any sort of directions. Nobody was, like... I don't know. I'm... Honestly, looking back, probably the best thing about that was that people were, like quiet confused and not, like, panic confused.
Angry or panic confused.
Like, that was the kind of scenario where, honestly, like, that's how people get trampled, right? Like, you've got people, like, yelling things like everybody out and, you know, tons of people moving at the same time and it's rainy and...
And
hard to see.
Not everybody in the right direction, too.
A little bit slippery. Like, that's how you get somebody trampled.
Yeah.
It's a serious situation. Yeah. And I don't know. Like, I get... And the three of us talked about this. Like, I get why they wanted everybody off the grounds. Because as soon as you're talking about a lightning storm, it's kind of dangerous. And you want to make sure that everybody's safe and whatever.
Well, I mean, like they had linked on their Twitter feed apparently yesterday at another music festival, a completely different one. There was a lightning...
In Germany.
There was a lightning strike that injured 71 people.
Yeah. One of whom was still in hospital as of, like, today.
Oof.
So, I mean, they're trying to avoid that. It's not that was necessarily the problem. Like,
plus it's also, like, it's Fort York. It is a national historical area. They don't want to mess around with that area too much, right?
They want extraneous damages if there's going to be any.
Yeah, like, they were. Yeah. It seems pretty gracious of them to have the festival there in the first place. Under good conditions, right?
Fort York in general is pretty cool about stuff like that. There's a few different festivals that are held there, and it's in general pretty easy to rent that space out, which is awesome. Because yeah, those like that's a real parade ground from like a 200-year-old fort. It's there's a lot of places that would maybe kind of have that locked down rather than like open to the public and available to the people of the city. So like, again, I get it. The problem really was kind of the communication from the festival, because number one, no one knew what was going on, which would have been very helpful. And then like number two, the way it was handled as to whether or not things were canceled or suspended or what exactly was going on there was very unclear.
Yeah.
A bunch of people went into the buildings. Like there's some actual old barracks on site there. A bunch of people went into those buildings, and once they were in there, apparently the festival, like the people running the festival wouldn't like let them go back out, which was really weird. And like, they're trying to get them not to go out in a thunderstorm.
Yeah.
But at the same time, like, you don't just start telling a whole bunch of people crowded into a building that they can't leave, because that's how people start panicking a little bit. So that seems like a really odd decision to me. And then, yeah, we were following. So basically what ended up happening was we ended up going out and...
killing like 3 hours.
Yeah, just like doing basically nothing. Like, we went shopping and we wandered around and yeah. Like,
we went really window shopping. We didn't even buy anything.
Yeah, yeah. And just trying to figure out what was going on. And there was constantly tweets coming out from the festival organizers, but basically they were all, you know, it's not canceled, it's just postponed, you know, we'll give you better information as it comes. And yeah, I don't know. We waited for hours and ended up going home, and you know, as we were getting on the 401 to come home, they basically said, okay, we're opening back up. We went, well, I'm not going back, not now, because it was weird. It was a shortened schedule, and a bunch of artists had been dropped, and it was going later than it was supposed to. And yeah, I don't know, whole thing kind of soured us all a little bit, I would say.
Yeah, and we were damp and we were cold, and it was just going to get worse through the night, and we're all kind of bummed, and nobody's really in the mood for it, so now we're all just kind of, I think all of us went home and showered and got into comfy clothes, and we're just kind of,
yeah, pretty much
gonna chill for the rest of the night.
I feel really tired now. Like, once I got home, like, I feel very, very tired. And I don't know if it's just, like...
emotional drain as much as...
Yeah.
We were starting to get pumped up for such a great day. And then it just, like...
Well, yeah.
It got the rug torn out from under us, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, there were some very cool artists that were on the schedule for today. And, you know, we got there and... You know, we watched, like I said, like a song or two from one guy, and it was a guy that we were planning on basically bailing on to go see another act as soon as that one was ready to go.
Yeah.
So it wasn't even like one of our like most like hotly anticipated.
Yeah, acts, not even somebody we wanted to really spend a lot of time watching.
It was Jason Collette. Jason Collette is a good time. I like Jason Collette. He's fine. He's at every musical festival ever in Canada. He's constantly touring. I've seen him I don't know how many times. So, you know, I like the guy, but, you know, Deer Rouge was coming up and that was going to be a very, very good time. And I've never seen them. So,
yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. They dumped Lennon and Maisie. I don't know if you saw that.
Yeah, I did. But I also saw that they just like got their own, though. Like, they were at the merch booths doing like a meet and greet, and they signed a bunch of cards for people, and then they did their own little like acoustic performance by one of the entrances, and apparently like rocked it. So good for
them.
I didn't
hear about that part. That's
like
awesome.
Good for them for, you know, still delivering for the people who really wanted to see them.
Yeah, yeah. And I don't know, it was just a really awkward situation, because usually music festivals, like, outdoors don't get canceled for anything. Like, when they say rain or shine, they mean, like, rain or shine. It does not matter. If it's pouring rain, get a rain jacket.
Yeah.
With it. We're going to keep going. But, it was the oddest thing. First, you know, like, 1 second Jason Collette was, like, complaining that, you know, the sound engineers were making too big a deal out of a little bit of rain. And what did he say? Something about, like, you don't want any danger in Toronto or something like that. He was, I don't know, he was being a little bit of snarky, but not, like, he was just making jokes, right?
Hey, and then, can't we close the dome?
Yeah.
Can't we close the dome? Yeah, that was kind of funny. And that was, like, the last thing he said. Next thing I know, like, a whole bunch of guys just, like, bundled him off stage. It was wild.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Kind of sucks. Paid for a 2-day festival. Went to a 1-day festival.
Yeah.
Drove for a 2-day festival.
Drove for, like, a 3-day festival.
Oh, honestly, with the traffic.
Yeah.
And so that was a bit of a bummer.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, overall, like, yesterday was really good.
Yesterday was awesome. Yeah. I had a great day.
I was just, yeah, there were a few people. I mean, some of the acts I was most excited about were yesterday, so at least I got to see them.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we're missing Robin, in an hour. I'm less upset about that than Ebon is, I think.
Ebon knows her better than I do. I was super looking forward to it, though.
It was going to be a lot of fun. I don't want to make it sound like I'm fine with missing it. I am bummed.
Yeah.
It wasn't a must-see for me.
It was going to be the kind of fun where I let myself have trashy fun.
Mm.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
Exactly like the time that I went to see Hanson.
Nice.
Yeah. And I just let loose, and I watched some Hanson, and it wasn't amazing, but, you know, I had a buttload of fun. It would be everybody around me having just as much fun and dancing to it, mm-hmm. and just, like...
Oh, for sure.
Completely letting loose. Oh, she's so dancey and, like, a little trashy, but amazing.
Like, in the best way.
Oh,
for sure.
So good. Yeah, I'm a little upset about that. Not heartbroken, but
it's really too bad. It broke a little bad, and it's really not ideal. But there's not a whole lot that we can really do about it. There wasn't much that the people running the festival can do about it. Like, I'm not mad at them at all.
Mm-hmm. No. We're mad at the weather more than anything. We're mad at circumstances.
Yeah,
mostly
we're mad at the weather. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's very true.
I think that the people who had to make decisions were in a tough spot. And we talked about this too, how if they had called it and said, no, we're just going to close it down, and then it got nice, they would have gotten crapped on from everybody. And if they had said, yeah, no, we're definitely going to stay open, and then had to kick everybody out again because it got worse.
A second time?
They would have gotten crapped on from everybody anyway. Like, they were in a tough spot. So they did have to kind of wait to see, to make the decision. And I feel bad for the people who had to make the decision, but...
Oh, yeah, for sure.
But I don't, not really mad about them for how long it took.
And I can't even really be mad at the security guards for rushing us out like they did, because they probably didn't even know any better. Just got the news over their
walkie-talkies
and are just going like, okay. Oh, shit, okay, get everybody out.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean,
I can't be mad at anybody here.
I think that, like Adam said, they could have made an announcement, if not megaphone, like, have the artists who are being pulled off stage say something when the crowd is all listening to them anyway.
Yeah, with the, like, yeah, if only there was some sort of speaker system set up that would conveniently be loud enough and reach enough of the people there. Yeah.
Oh, they had turned it off, like, right away. I heard them turn it off.
Yeah.
But still. I was looking at that, too, because it wasn't protected enough for where it was for the weather.
Hmm. Well, yeah, it is what it is. I don't know. Field trip's still great. I really like it as a festival.
Yeah.
It's not like I'm not going to
go back next year because of it. That's going to be more positive. Ebon, this was your first field trip experience. This is my second and Adam's third. How did you find your first field trip experience?
It was awesome. Like, you guys really pumped up how chill it was. And so I kind of knew it was going to be super chill, but it really did hit me a couple of times just how cool everybody was being.
It's so easy.
Yeah, like, after I'd had my second, not third poutine, my second poutine, and we were, like, sitting there on the blanket, I'm like, man, I could just doze off for, like, a little bit, and I bet everything would be
You wouldn't be concerned totally, about getting stepped every, on.
Everything would be totally cool if I just, like, dozed off for just, like, a little bit. Took a little
100%.
Little post-poutine nap.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think just about any other festival I've ever been to, like, I'd be super worried about getting stepped on or
your stuff robbed taken or
yeah. I mean, you know, even with people, like, being there and watching out for me, it's kind of like, well, you're always a little bit on edge for what everyone around you is doing.
Yeah.
And that never really feels like a big concern for me at field trip. And maybe that's a bad thing, but I don't know. I've never had anything come up that really contradicted that sense of how cool everyone is around you.
Yeah.
I
didn't see security have to take care of anybody.
No.
There was a bit of a bathroom lineup problem at one point, but that's not even a big
deal. That wasn't even that big a deal. Yeah, one thing I noticed, they emptied out the porta potties between day one and day two.
Mm-hmm.
I really appreciate that.
Yeah.
Porta potties in general, I'm not really that bothered by them. Mm. I don't find it as gross as a lot of people do, which I don't know if that's an issue or not, but, like, they were fresh today.
Yeah, but that's the other thing. There are other places where, like, within, like, 10 minutes of the gates being, like, opened,
they're just disgusting.
They are trashed.
A third of them are just unusable, like, immediately.
Yeah.
And it's just kind of like, well, come on, like, human beings. Like, what are you doing? Why did you need to do this? What possessed you? Whereas here, like, I mean, even when there was a bit of a lineup, like, the way they have them organized makes a lot of sense. The way they have them lined up is less chaotic than a lot of places. It's not just, like, a big batch of them and it's kind of Wild West. Well, if you spot one with a, you know, green door handle, go for it, I guess. It's fairly orderly. The line keeps moving.
Yeah.
We're talking a lot about bathroom stuff, but it's true. It makes a big difference for an experience like this.
Oh, yeah.
Here's what struck me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in Under the Dome, how a city just sort of, or like a little town just sort of gets completely separated off underneath an impenetrable dome? Mm-hmm. I wouldn't mind being trapped under a dome with those people. I feel like we could all make it work.
You wouldn't be upset to be under a field trip dome?
No.
No, me either.
Like, if we just got super separated from the rest of all of humanity, I feel like we could all make it work. You know?
I feel like it would average out to a better, yeah, a slightly better society than just, like, the average of the entire city, for sure.
I wasn't even saying that. I was just saying, like, I don't think it would go completely post-apocalyptic.
Yeah.
It would just...
Exactly.
It would just keep working. Everybody would be chill. We'd help each other out and do stuff, you know?
Mm-hmm. No, it's very easy to navigate. It's very, like, no one's getting all up in your face all the time. It's amazing how easy it is to just kind of stake out your own ground and you know, and chill. Even where you can see things going on, and even when it's not just like off in some corner.
Oh yeah, for like like when we saw Beaches, we were like fourth from the front but or something like that. But we had tons of room around us.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Yep, for sure. Yeah, I don't know what it is about that festival particularly that attracts very, very cool, very considerate people, but it does. And I'm grateful for it. Ebon, best act.
Oh, that's tough.
I asked you because I know what Becca's going to say. Why don't you think about it? Why don't you think about it and I'll ask
Becca. I'm going to say Beaches. I'm just going to say Beaches was the best.
Because that's what you were going to say too, right, Beck?
Number one, Beaches. Number two, The National. Beaches because, god damn it, they were good. The National because I know The National and they put on a better show than what I expected. I didn't expect them to be bad. I knew they would be good, but I expected them to be kind of a bummer. Like, kind of a downer. Yeah. That's the confusing thing about The National, is that their lyrics make you feel things, but they're they still have that, like, driving beat behind them.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, I could dance to them, but at the same time, I was, like, thinking about my feelings.
Yeah, they do that.
But Beaches, honestly, like, I feel that I have probably heard some stuff by them before. And I know, Adam, you told me to check them out after you saw them at Way Home last year. But I didn't because you didn't send me a link and I'm lazy. But I saw them and I was all in and I bought a t-shirt and I got a picture with the girl and, like...
I'm so jealous. I wanted a picture with that one guitarist.
Oh, yeah, the sister of the girl that I took a picture with.
Yeah.
Yeah, overall, they put on a really fantastic show. I'm going to go with most people.
Oh, they were so good.
That was my close second choice.
Yeah, I would put them slightly behind The National as my favorite.
I have never heard of this band in my entire life, and I was so into their set, and that's so hard to do. Like, to just go blind into a live show, not knowing a single thing, and still come away with, like, a really positive impression to, like, really get into their stuff. And they totally pulled that off.
Yeah.
It was very, very cool. I mean, some of the other acts we saw were really, really good, too. I really liked Brave Shores.
Yep.
The National was awesome. July Talk, pretty good.
Yeah,
couple of qualifiers there.
They were pretty much what I expected.
Yeah, but you know, when they're not running around making fools of themselves, the music is pretty solid. So
yeah,
but yeah, I would say act of the day for me was Most People, just because kind
of
like
out of left field.
Yeah,
kind of like you with Beaches. It's a band that I have like zero affinity for before the show. And walked away just like, I can't wait to get into their stuff some more.
Yeah.
What about food of the festival?
The second poutine I had was so good. The first one was okay, but it wasn't what I needed. It wasn't the one I wanted.
Right.
The bacon was like barbecue sauced.
Yeah.
It was cooked in barbecue sauce.
Pretty good, but...
It was not advertised that way. It was just bacon and poutine.
Yeah.
And I assumed it was going to be just bacon on poutine.
Yeah.
Which would have been great.
I was really looking forward to exploring some very different foods today. Right. Like, okay. I actually wanted to go grab one of those portobello mushroom burgers.
Mm-hmm. You're going to branch out.
Yeah. And I actually really wanted one of those.
I saw a bunch of people raving about tacos, and I was
and I really and wanted some of those fish tacos.
Yeah, I really wanted some fish tacos today.
I love fish tacos.
But so Ebon, what was your food of the festival then?
I mean, I mostly ate poutine, but I did have a brisket burger too. That was real tasty.
That was pretty good. Yeah.
Yeah, I really enjoyed the mac and cheese ball.
Oh, god damn it, that was good.
Yeah, it was super good.
What I managed basically to eat of it.
They took a ball of mac and cheese and they deep fried it.
Yep.
To give it like this delicious crusty cheese exterior.
Yep. And to seal it into a ball form.
To seal it into ball form, as you do.
As you do.
And serve it in, like, some marinara, and then you just, like, bust off bits of the...
And it had pesto on top crust. As well.
Yeah, yeah. Bust off bits of the crust and get some mac and cheese from inside and dip it in the marinara, and it's delicious. It was very, very good.
Mm-hmm.
Can you guys think of any other, like, top of the festival type things?
Oh, that Heineken booth?
Yeah, that was pretty sweet.
They had basically a silent disco going on in there. If you don't know what a silent disco is, everybody gets headphones and you listen to the music through that, so there's no actual music being pumped through into the room.
Yeah.
So if you need to talk to the person you're with, you both just take off your headphones or turn off the sound or whatever, and you can speak at normal volume without having to scream into each other's ears.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But on top of that, so they did 5-minute performance for each group that gathered, basically.
Yeah.
They had a DJ in there doing it. And so you stood in this booth thing, like tent thing, and they had like a light show on the ceiling.
Yeah.
It was super cool.
I've seen silent discos done better, but projections were really cool.
Yeah.
The problem with this one was the DJ wasn't particularly bumping and the headphones weren't particularly great.
Yeah.
If they were better,
the DJ was not DJing. That was a preset.
No, she was DJing.
Yes, she was.
Was she?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It didn't sound like it to me, but I guess I'm wrong on that one.
No, I was watching.
I guess that says something about the DJ when I just assumed.
Yeah, that's fair.
They were there mostly for show, you know.
That's fair. Yeah. So you couldn't quite lose yourself in the music because it didn't have enough bass and it didn't quite go loud enough. So
what about the movement or the moment?
So people weren't like super dancing to it.
They were just sort of mostly standing around watching the light show,
looking upwards, which was a little bit weird and surreal, but.
Yeah, it was strange. At one point, Adam reached over and he muted my headphones. And I just like...
That was like my favorite part of that whole experience.
God, just the look on your so face. Strange.
Like, what is this?
When it was over, everybody took off their headphones. And I was like, now we're just like a bunch of weirdos standing in the dark. Like, that was all there was to it, really.
There was a camera guy in there. And... Like, I think the idea was that, like, you could go on a website and try and find a photo of yourself and, you know, buy it from them or whatever.
Yeah.
But, like, I forgot to check whether or not the camera guy was wearing headphones or not.
Right.
He was.
He was?
Yeah.
Okay. I was going to say, can you imagine just, like, the madness that would be standing in there with a camera looking at all these people with headphones on, stare at a ceiling?
Although the guy at the door... who was part of the whole thing too, did not, and he was just on his phone the entire time.
Yeah, that's true.
Which was kind of funny.
Oh, he must be so bored of it though.
Oh yeah.
5 minutes at a time all day long. Anyways. Yeah, that was pretty cool. I enjoyed that. Did anyone really stick out in terms of like a person of the bus? I'm trying to think of anybody. I can't really, though.
There was that girl that we thought might have been young landlady. She had, like, lime green head wrap and, like, bright pink lipstick, and she looked really cool.
She seemed pretty cool.
There was bad blonde fro guy who was loving him.
He was rocking out. Oh, man.
Some music yesterday.
Tall, skinny, giant fro that was blonde, just going nuts for the music. Now you know everything you need to know about blonde fro guy.
Yeah. Oh, there's a guy that looked like a CIA agent who, like, somehow had a fixed... So, the one radio station, Indie 88, hands out these stickers. They're probably, I don't know, the sticker itself is, like, maybe the size of a coaster, like a small coaster. And then they have, like, a square, like, backing on them. He had somehow... affixed this sticker with the backing still on to his sleeve, and we're not sure how he did it.
Tape? Glue?
Did he take an X-Acto and cut out a little circle in the middle and let the sticker part come through? Like,
that's my working theory currently.
Yeah. Did he sew it on like army style? He like ripped out some thread and just like sewed it in there. He's like, ah, yes, safety my disguise pin? Is complete. Safety pin.
Safety pin, maybe?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Chewed some gum, stuck it on the back.
Oh, there was... Oh, no fun guy.
Oh, there, yeah, no fun guy. Man. He's huge.
He was...
Oh, yeah, that was awesome.
6'6", maybe? Maybe yeah. more? He was very tall. And he had a massive beard. And he was stacked. Like, he was a big guy, but, like, he wasn't fat. He wasn't squishy.
He wasn't squishy. No. He was big and solid.
Yeah. He looked like a lumberjack. And he was wearing these shorts that were, like, black and white, like, kind of squiggly stripes that were mm-hmm. awesome. And this black T-shirt that said no fun on it, which...
I spotted at first, and I just basically went, I straight up don't believe his shirt at all.
Yeah, his shirt is a lie. That man looked so fun.
Yeah.
He had great sunglasses. He had great shoes. I would party with that dude. He looked like so much fun.
Yeah. I noticed a couple other people wearing no fun t-shirts, though, too.
So yeah, I don't know what they mean.
I don't know what that's about, but...
Well, we've had a long weekend.
Yeah.
Didn't go as planned.
No.
And we've chatted for a very long time about this festival.
Oh, jeez.
Do you guys want to just call it there for this week?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
To be honest, I'm not sure how we were going to pull off an episode this week if we hadn't come home really early. Because... I don't know when we would have recorded it, so...
I was, like, assuming tomorrow night or not at all.
Yeah, I was kind of assuming tomorrow night as well, but I'm just saying, like, this is the episode. It is what it is. It's going to have to stand as, you know, as it is right now. So,
Either that or we can just say it's not canceled. It's just... on hiatus briefly.
It's
and we'll get back to you as
evil,
soon as
that hit me deep. Ugh.
Just stand by as soon until we have a little bit more information. We've got our meteorologists looking into it right now, and they're gonna let us know. So I suppose that's it for us today on Truth Bombs. Check us out at our website, truthbombs.ca. From there you can check out a link to our iTunes where you can rate us, review us, subscribe, so you always get the episodes as soon as they come out. You can also find our Facebook page, our Twitter, our Tumblr, all of that good stuff. You can also find an email address, kaboom@truthbombs.ca. you can get in touch with us with things like careers you want advice on, situations about which you'd like to know the worst case scenario, stuff to look up in the old-timey encyclopedia, stuff to ask the Magic 8-Ball. You can let us know what your astrological sign is so that we can tell you what your future holds. All sorts of good stuff. You can also find links from there to ebone.ca, which is Ethan's just website. We'll just call it a website. There's all sorts of stuff on there. Ebone, is that back up and running yet?
No, not yet. I haven't had a chance.
Okay, fair enough. So could you say that it's not canceled, it's just on hiatus, and you'll let us know when it's back up and running?
Yeah, exactly. Maybe I'll tweet. Okay.
All right, cool. You can also find a link to HI101, my history podcast. Becca was on my history podcast.
I
can't wait
it
to
happened.
Listen to that. I gotta listen to that.
Yeah, the first episode of that is currently posted. I think it's a pretty good one. I really enjoy that one.
I had fun recording it.
I'm glad. I was really excited to finally have you on the podcast.
Yeah, I'm glad you came up with that topic and that we kind of collaborated on that one. It was good times.
Well, it's been going for a full 2 years now, and I finally managed to get you on here. I've been hoping that you would for a very long time, but this is the first we made it happen. So Becca and I talk about conspiracy theories, which is one of our... favorite topics just in the entire world.
Oh yes.
And it went super well. So I think that's all of the plugs.
And from all of us here at Truth Bombs, don't jank up your life, you lousy flip-off.